Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles have a short week of practice here at the NovaCare Complex, but they were back out on the practice field today as they get set for Sunday night's showdown in Charlotte against the Panthers. Today we heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis and some of the defensive players about the challenges of defending the very talented Cam Newton.
I mean, I played against him in college. He's a big boy, and you know, I don't think, you know, he's going to take a few people to bring him down. You know, he's just so tall, and I think 250-pound quarterback, so it's going to take a few people to bring him down.
You know, Cam is really, it does jump out at you, the progression he's made over his career. And this year, he's really running the offense at a high rate right now.
He's a big guy, but you know, that's, I'll take the credit from his ability, man. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball. You know, he's a good quarterback.
Kind of alter your rush a little bit because you don't want him to get out and beat you with his legs. And I think that's what gives a lot of teams trouble. But for us, I feel like we just got to go in and just play like how we played last year. Just go in relentless, make sure our rush is cohesive. We are attacking them, collapsing the pocket like what we did last week. And just read our keys and make sure we know where to be in the defense we call.
While on the subject of the defense, it was a good sign for Eagles fans as linebackers Kiko Alonso and Michael Kendricks were back out on the practice field. Alonso was limited, but Kendricks was a full participant here on Wednesday. And according to safety Malcolm Jenkins, the sooner that those two can get back into the lineup, the more talented this Eagles defense will be.
I mean, whenever you get players of their caliber back, it just makes you better. But we also had guys step in and play huge for us, Jordan Hicks being the main one. Najee Good came in and played well for us, and especially with D'Amico, I don't know what his status is, but having a tweak of his hamstring or whatever it is, to get those guys kind of back into the mix is obviously good for us.
Sam Bradford is coming off of a 3-interception game against the Giants on Monday night, but according to Pat Shurmur, who was with Bradford during his rookie season in St. Louis, it's all part of the process as he continues to work and get back out on the field following back-to-back knee injuries.
I saw a lot of good stuff. I saw a lot of things that we didn't see earlier. There were times when he was running around in the pocket that we didn't see earlier in the game. I think there, you know, the obvious, you know, we had a couple of interceptions, which you got to eliminate for whatever reason. And I think he will. I think he'll do that. And I think he'll continue to get better. You know, he hadn't played a lot of football in the last 2 years. And we're bringing him back. You know, we're fortunate enough to be winning games however we're doing it. And this thing is a 16-game journey until hopefully you're in the playoffs competing to win it all. And so as we go through the journey, every one of us just keeps getting better.
Thursday will be the final day of media availability this week. And be sure to stay tuned on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we bring you the press conferences from Chip Kelly, Sam Bradford, and D'Amico Ryans.